this is the kind of thing that went on. It was a, when the war was over, there was a bomb explosion. And by the way, anarchists, I don't want to paint the anarchists of this time as peace-loving, Martin Luther King type, non-violent people. There were anarchists who believed in using violence against the class enemy. There were anarchists who didn't. The fact that there were anarchists who believed in this didn't therefore mean that if an act of violence took place, therefore, it must be that anarchists are responsible. I mean, that's what had happened in the Haymarket affair, where nobody knew who was responsible for the bomb that exploded amidst the police in 1886. But since there were anarchists around in Chicago, and some of them had written statements advocating violence, it's figured that they must have been responsible, you know, and therefore deserved to be executed. A bomb had exploded in front of the home of Attorney General Palmer, Woodrow Wilson's Attorney General. And this led to a great excitement and search for radicals and bomb throwers and anarchists. And the search took the form mainly of breaking into the homes and meeting places of foreign-born people on the supposition that that's where you are most likely to find bomb throwers and troublemakers. And thousands of these people were rounded up and held without, bail, held without hearings, held incommunicado, many, many of them deported. Two of the people deported in the course of this thing were Emma Goldman, the feminist anarchist leader, and her friend Alexander Berkman. But this is what was going on, and the editor of Cronica Sovietica, Luigi Galliani, he was deported, and another anarchist was picked up, a man named Salcedo, and he picked up and kept by the FBI, by the Bureau of Investigation, in an office up on the 14th floor of a building in downtown Manhattan. He was kept there for 6 weeks. Not allowed to see a lawyer, not allowed to talk to anybody, and he was interrogated for 6 weeks. At the end of the 6 weeks, his body was found on this pavement below that 14th floor office, and the Bureau of Investigation said that he jumped, and no one knows. Did he jump? Maybe. Was he pushed? Who knows? Did he jump because he was being driven crazy by the Bureau of Investigation? Did he jump because he felt guilty, being an anarchist? Who knows? But in any case,